Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I can sum up this weekend for us in three words.
What?
Kolaches. Pontoons.
Yeah.
And sweat.
And a lot of sweat. Sweat's
it's
a guarantee.
Gonna be hot.
Yeah, it's gonna be real steamy, sticky.
Do we have an actual heated? Well, we have a heat advisory. I'm just seeing if they've given it. Yep, there it is. Heat index of 107.
Oh my!
For Saturday, Sunday, I'm gonna guess it's exactly the same. That band of heat, that dome, that heat advisory now expanded all the way to Monday night.
Monday night.
Yeah.
Do you think it'll expand more? Because a lot of times you get those domes and it just kind of.
I think there's a high chance it goes into Tuesday, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah. I just don't know. Not that I want it.
Then we have some showers working its way into the forecast midweek next week. So it looks like Thursday back to the 80s. So we'll see.
Much, much better. Much more preferred.
We have somebody house/dog sitting, and I'm sure they've stayed in our house when it's hot before, but the difference in temperature.
Yeah.
Because we have a main level and a basement.
Upstairs, that's, downstairs.
Yeah. We have it set at 72. And it was churning. We were at 76 last night.
Mm-hmm.
Down, I have no idea what it was downstairs, but it felt great.
It
felt wonderful.
Better. It is.
Yeah.
I know. I was thinking about that last night. I was going to sleep.
You sleep upstairs. That's got to be hell.
It is. I'm like, this. Maybe I just sleep in the basement this weekend.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Right?
Just hard to keep for the.
It's all just trying to keep up.
Yeah.
And at some point, I don't know if. I think I would be I would willingly go along, but I also think my hand was forced. I think we've got one of those energy interrupters on our air conditioning unit.
Yeah.
Because I think Alliant just kind of came in and said, we're installing it. Do you guys have one of those?
Like
where they can basically turn off my AC for a while?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense because we've got to
save. It's, you know, a little bit of sacrifice for me for the common good. Blah, blah, blah.
But I'm worried this weekend. We need to find some cool places.
Yeah, anywhere you can.
Hang out inside.
Inside basements.
Yes. Yeah. Lower is better. According
the lower,
to
the better.
I heard on the Morning Scramble, the lower, the better.
That's true.
And it is. It is. Facts.
Seek shade.
We'll keep cool with some sleaze.
So this is this like a cold shower of sleaze?
Hopefully.
It's going to shock me awake.
What? We got to talk about Miley Cyrus. She was a guest on her mother Tish and her sister Brandy's podcast. Sorry, we're Cyrus. Talking about what went down on the set of Hannah Montana. Any embarrassing moments?
I'm sure.
Oh, Miley had a big one. Had to do with her dad. Get into more family drama with the Cyrus family coming up in Z's Sleaze. And today is the official first day of summer. It's the longest day of the year. And we've got to figure out what's going to be our song of summer. I've got songs of summer for the last couple of years and a couple of AP news projections for song of summer.
The Associated Press is in on this game.
Why are they in on this game?
Well,
AP news.
Since real news seems to be questioned all the time, let's play musical news.
Why not make a guess on Song of Summer? I just love it. Okay, you can play too. Sure, you can play. Okay, it is going to be hot this weekend. In fact,
yes.
Hot throughout most of the country. This heat dome is just going to be sitting on us. And so the National Weather Service put out that advisory, and they have a couple warnings wrapped up within the advisory.
Can I guess what they are?
Sure.
So it's drink plenty of water.
Yes.
No pets or kids in cars.
Yes.
Check on your neighbors, the elderly. Try to find air conditioning. Stay out of the sun.
Yes.
That's nothing new to me.
Okay. No, that nothing new there. But they also said things like you might want to, in this extreme heat, avoid heavy foods. Big, heavy meals.
Like lasagna?
Yeah, like lasagna or any mass protein, like tons and tons of protein,
mm-hmm.
like all the meats.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to raise your body temperature. Also, avoid alcohol. Avoid coffee, even iced coffee, because those drinks speed up your dehydration.
Was this a national release, or was this addressed to Danson Eric Hansen?
This is specifically for Danson Eric Hansen. This is your whole...
Can I tell you exactly what our buffet is tonight in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin?
What will you be having?
We have meats and cheeses to start.
Mm.
Lasagna.
Oh.
Open bar.
So you feel personally attacked.
Dessert with coffee. That is the menu.
And coffee at night.
That is the menu for tonight's Theobald family reunion. I'm not making any of that up.
The Theobalds.
Everything that you said I should do today is on the menu tonight in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin.
The National Weather Service would like to advise you against all of those things. I'm so sorry. I'm just the messenger.
If Theobald is in your family name and if you're meeting at an inn on Fowler Lake, warning.
You're going to have a heavy meal. A lot of meat.
Lasagna.
Alcohol and
yes!
coffee.
Oh, no.
You're doing everything wrong.
It's also pretty close to my meal yesterday. Wow.
That's kind of close to your feedings
That's
every day.
That's how I eat all the time, quite frankly.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I believe I am being targeted. Every day I park in maybe not the same spot in the parking lot, but in the same zone usually.
Yeah. You're along the back of the property line.
There's a little tree line.
Yeah.
Right there. I park there, I don't know, just habit. I don't have a specific spot, but just kind of along the trees. And every day this week, when I have gone out to my vehicle, I have been given a gift on the windshield of my car from the birds. Every day, Eric. Just bird
Tuesday,
droppings.
Wednesday.
Yep. Yeah.
Thursday. And you haven't left today yet.
And today we shall see. Perhaps if it's bothering me, I should change. I should just park on an opposite side of the parking lot.
That's the easy answer.
It's the easiest answer. But
the
I also...
The better answer is find the bird.
Want to find the bird? I want to have a talk. Do you have a problem with me? You have a problem with me?
Are you parking by the dead birch tree?
There is, yeah, a dead-ish thing.
Yeah.
Is it birch? I don't know. I don't know what kind of tree
it is.
Well,
it could also just be birch looking because it's kind of like white dead.
It's birch.
It looks like bone.
Birch adjacent.
That tree always has one or two birds on it when I get into work.
Really?
Which the idea of just like birds, like my day started at 4:30 or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just fun. So it's usually either a cardinal or a robin up there.
Cardinal?
Yeah.
They wouldn't do that to me.
Why not?
Because cardinals are nice, right? Blue jays are mean.
I believe blue jays are the jerks of the bird kingdom.
Yeah.
I think robins are like the yeoman, right? They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Cardinals seem to have some regalness to them.
They do.
But they still have to go to the bathroom, right?
At the end of the day, they're still birds.
That's right. They still put their bird pants on one bird leg at a time. So...
I was always told that if you see a cardinal, like, that's somebody whose past is wanting to say hi to you.
Yeah, I don't believe that. But yeah.
Okay, well.
I've heard that, too.
I always believe the best of them, though, that they have good.
Oh, no, they're birds.
Or is this a message from beyond?
We're interacting with penguins yesterday, and while they're eating fish, they're also defecating at the exact same time.
It's all happening.
It's just the way the bird kingdom works.
The two activities are so tightly related. What comes in must come out.
Would you rather be outside and catch them in the act so you just know the culprit?
A stakeout? Yes, I would love to go on a stakeout.
A bird stakeout?
Yeah.
Get your field glasses.
We need, I need somebody to watch my back.
Let's look.
Just post a Z Street teamer out there. They could just watch for me.
Yeah, just have them lay on the car and just have them get pooped on.
The job for today is protect the vehicle at all costs.
Well, okay, now we got two mysteries.
Uh-oh.
Who's pooping on your car? That's number one.
It's definitely a bird. I do know that.
And what happened to the photo of the person? We don't know because now the photo is gone from my desk.
The photo is gone for your desk.
I will admit, and I've been feeling guilty about this and needing to apologize. We've been so swamped lately. I keep a very messy area. It's bad right now.
Yeah.
Admittedly, it's worse than it's been in a long time.
But I understand completely because it's worse than I usually have it on my desk as well. It's just that we've been very active.
I like working in chaos. It works well for how I'm wired, right?
Yeah.
But right now, it's just like I don't have time to read those notes that I know I don't need anymore. I'll get to them. Somewhere on my desk was this Polaroid photo that we found in the parking lot last Friday.
Yeah, it was 1 week ago.
Yes. And then on Tuesday, I put up flyers around the building, just like this. Do you know this person? Picture found in parking lot. I color photocopied. And then just like we're making a band and we're looking for a drummer or we have a lost cat, I created those little tabs on the bottom.
Yeah.
But here's where I think I failed. I didn't give very specific instructions.
Wait. What's the tear off part? So like they tear it off and then how do they find out where
they're
picturing?
Who is this? Have an idea? Visit Eric in the Scramble office. So it was see me for my, like I wanted to know and then I would give you the picture if you knew who it was.
Oh, okay.
Well, we weren't here
yesterday. We're not here all the times.
But my sneaking suspicion is whomever worked Marion by Moonlight last night on the street team is a culprit. So I've narrowed it down because they were the people who would have been in the building when we got back from the zoo, and then they came back late.
So you have a list of suspects.
I get two.
Okay.
Carson and then whoever else worked yesterday. And my other suspicion is because all the things were down when we got in this morning, and God love you, whoever had to rifle through all the crap in my work zone.
But they found it.
Apparently, I cannot find the photo, so I'm guessing it has been recovered.
Or the desk ate it.
That's also possible. It may have fallen between your desk and my desk. I did not consider that.
Did you lose it in the chaos that is your desk?
Let's look for it.
The possibility.
I still want to get it back to its rightful owner. But deep, deep down, this is the other mystery. We still don't know who the person is.
That was the thing we wanted answered.
I just wanted to know who it is.
I don't know.
So I hope in all of the summer activities, because we don't work with the same crew all the time, that I will cross paths with one of these other street teamers, and they'll just say, oh, yeah, that was my friend. That's all I want. I want closure.
Okay.
This is going to keep me up at night.
Oh, dear.
But I do need to check between our desks, because, you
know, also,
with the amount of spillage. I'm over into your space now.
Yeah.
You've
always had Ben's desk.
Yeah. I'm just kind of like Russia taking on Ukraine right now. This is just this not good.
Spreading.
It's not good at all.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
6:31 now in the morning. Scramble. I had to double check this because we do have a Wyoming, Iowa, but this is a man from the state of Wyoming. Was arrested after he entered the stage area during event activities yesterday during the national speech and debate tournament finals in downtown Des Moines. Des Moines Police Department says the man's behavior prompted safety concerns and the immediate area was evacuated. He's been identified as 22-year-old Jaden Michael Rocafort of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Authorities say it happened about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Officers working the event took him into custody. No injuries, no weapons.
Okay, good.
We were at the zoo and people were like, active shooter, downtown Des Moines. There's a kids event. Oh, my God. Which I get in the rush of everything. But they believe there was some mental instability. Now, this is a national conference.
Okay.
So quite possible he's part of something affiliated with it. We don't know that. I am purely speculating.
He didn't just come here from Wyoming for no reason.
But we don't know. Okay. Maybe. Yeah. The area was safely cleared. People were allowed back in around 4. Although, how do you maintain your composure if you're performing or debating. He's been charged with disorderly conduct, 2 counts of possession of a controlled substance. No word yet on why he rushed the stage.
Hmm.
Okay. It has been a minute.
We're back?
But friends, I believe this is the final chapter in the ongoing saga of As Des Moines Turns.
Turns.
When we last left As Des Moines Turns, we were in Henry County, Iowa, in a courtroom. On one side, Riverside Casino. On the other, 3 defendants, all defending that, yes, the license has been granted and we should continue with our progress. And that was to go in front of a district court judge. And at the point, I think we're less than about 30 days ago, they were waiting to see if the judge would agree with Riverside, which is the language in the ballot that was used in Linn County was not correct per Riverside.
Mm-hmm.
Or if voters knew what they were voting for. Well, we have heard, and it sounds like to me, Cedar Vegas is a go. The lawsuit by the operators of Riverside Casino was struck down. District court judge said, your challenge to the language that allowed the developers to move along with the casino. We're not going to grant any more stops, any more stays. Cedar Crossing, Cedar Vegas, as I'm calling it, can move forward which they've been doing anyway.
Okay, and this is it? This isn't like an end with us. We don't know if the lawsuit's ever going to end.
Everybody's saying this was a Hail Mary anyway.
Okay.
So I can't foresee any other way this comes back at all. At all.
It ends.
I think that, my friends, the season has ended. We are now closed on set. That was the final episode of As Des Moines Turns.
Turns.
Grand opening of the casino, by the way, anticipated for New Year's Eve 2026 into 2027. Okay. Basically, give them a year and 6 months to build the thing.
Sure.
Because, you know, you're building a casino.
It's a big building.
What's got us feeling all right? Claire's T-shirt.
My T-shirt.
It is the annual Kolach Festival.
Yeah. It definitely is.
So far off to a great start.
Well, you know, you got COVID in there, and then we had to take a year off because we rebuilt community center, and now the community center is built, and all of the festivities of the St. Ludmilla Kolach Festival get to go in of doors.
Okay, let's start there. Is there anything outside because it's going to be hot?
Now, there was supposed to be, but we were setting up yesterday and decided to move everything inside. I mean, I love sitting outside on a patio with a cold beverage watching live music.
Right.
But I don't know if I'm going to love it this weekend.
Heat dome.
We moved all of that indoors.
Okay. What everybody wants to know first and foremost is the Kolaches. There's the drive through, which is open right now.
Yep.
That goes till 9, and that is today and tomorrow. There are also the festival activities. That starts at 5 o'clock tonight.
And activities for everybody.
Yes.
We've got a teen zone this year. We got some feedback last year. Like,
teen
there's
zone?
Nothing for my teen to do. There's a teen zone. There's a family fun zone. There's silent auction. There's live music, beer and wine. Got it all.
What's a polka mass?
Polka mass. Glad you asked. We're going to have all of the music provided by Barefoot Becky.
Yes.
She comes in and she performs during the actual mass at 10:30.
And that's on Sunday, right?
And that's on Sunday. And then she's going to come down into the festival and she's going to perform on stage while we have a pork and dumpling dinner, a traditional Czech meal.
Mm.
It's so good.
If anybody has any questions, is your website the best place to go?
Sure.
What is
it? StLudmilla.org.
There you go. That's got us feeling all right.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Miley Cyrus was a guest on her mother, Tish Cyrus, and her sister, Brandi Cyrus's podcast. It's called Sorry We're Cyrus.
I like the name.
It's a great name for a podcast. And they did one of those, you know, they had conversation, and then they did a rapid fire set of questions.
Yeah.
So one of the questions that Tish asked was, what's a core memory from the Hannah Montana days that still makes you laugh? And without hesitation, Miley goes, Dad smoking pot and everyone blaming me for it.
What?
And Tish laughed, and Brandi kind of shot her a look. Miley recalled the situation being hilarious. Tish remembered things a little bit differently. She recalls that she would get calls about her husband at the time smoking behind the scenes, but she never believed the reports. She said, absolutely not. He would never do that at the time. She blamed Miley Cyrus's co-star, Mitchell Musso, who played Oliver on the show. And he released a statement in response to her accusation.
Wow.
He said, well, that's not how I remember it. However, I've got plenty of stories from those years that might be worth having a conversation about. If we're revisiting Hannah Montana history, just say the word. All my love to Miley and the fam, even when the rewrite gets creative.
And that's a Disney show.
I know.
This is happening on a Disney set. I'm sure. I mean,
news to all of us.
Yes. That whatever that kid documentary probably doesn't even go in. I mean,
no.
That's a very dark chapter.
Right.
Right. But I'm sure there's other stuff like, that happened on a TV set?
That was happening around these kids? What? Yeah. No comment from Billy Ray. So maybe we'll get something from him. Maybe we won't. The Drake curse. Basically, any team that Drake bets on is probably going to lose. They underperform if he bets on them regularly. It just... Drake's no good around sports betting.
I thought it really only had to do with teams from Canada.
A lot of times.
And I think that's kind of where it started. He was always betting on the Toronto Raptors.
Yes, yeah. That's where he's coming from, right? Like, that's my team. I'm going to bet on my team. But it's like anything he touches. He had a lot of money riding on the NBA 6 finals game last night. The Oklahoma City Thunder was who he thought would win. He placed $600,000 on them to win outright and another $200,000 for them to win between 6 to 10 points.
Wow.
They lost. Had he won, he would have won $1.7 million, but he lost.
He's out $800,000.
He is, exactly. And he had shared earlier in the week that sports betting right now for him is not going well in general. So he was hoping to make some of that back. But he shared kind of a little quick fact sheet on his sports betting lately. He has lost a net of more than $8 million.
Claire, that's not healthy.
That's not good, Drake. Like, dropping the bucket, no big deal. No, that you need to stop.
But you keep going back thinking this is going to make it better. That's where you're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's the non-healthy part.
Is this a cry for help? If you're posting about all your losses, is this a cry for help?
I'm not even coming close to trying to make a comparison, but if I'm going to play blackjack, it's like I walk in with whatever's in my left pocket.
Yep.
And if that's zero and my right pocket's zero, I'm done. I don't go back to an ATM. It's for entertainment.
Right. And his goal is to get out of that hole that he's created for himself, by making good bets.
That's the problem.
But you're in a bad slump right now, and you need to know when to walk away. Walk away, Drake. Told you, we've got today's the first day of summer, and we've got the Song of Summer is always in hot contention. Billboard put their list together of the top 10 summer songs from the last couple of years.
Okay.
And Post Malone has had a really good run in 2023. It was Last Night. Last year, it was I Had Some Help with Post Malone. Kind of the soundtrack for your summer last year, right?
Yeah.
If you go back even further, 2019 was Old Town Road with Lil Nas X. In 2017, it was Despacito with Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, Biebs.
Biebs, just on the end. And
just Biebs, the Biebs.
With the Biebs.
It's that song that, like, everybody is playing. You hear it everywhere. It's on every show, right? And we just soak it in.
It kind of transcends the idea of, like, a radio format. You're hearing it in multiple locations.
Right.
Yes.
What song is going to do that this summer? I find this interesting because AP News, the people who do the news.
Wait a minute. Now you're on my side of the room.
I know. I'm sorry.
I go to AP News every day.
I'm treading lightly here.
The Associated Press. An association of press people.
The people who bring you the news have weighed in on what they think could be the Song of Summer. They say it could be Ordinary by Alex Warren. It could be Morgan Wallen once again, What I Want with Tate McRae.
Okay.
Or will Sabrina Carpenter come in and take it all with Manchild?
I feel like Manchild's all late to the game. It's still getting its legs right now.
Right. It's still kind of figuring itself out. I don't know. Is it too late?
That's a tough call. Also, why were the news people brought in on this?
Hey, you guys, how's the news going? Did you guys get any of that done before you
Are
talked
these
about
like,
music?
We also did yearbook, so we got to do the features then.
If we get all of our articles published, can we have some fun and talk about music?
Come on.
Please. Thanks, AP News, for your thoughts on what the Song of Summer will be. That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9. Our computations reveal you'll love 100% of what you're about to hear. It's time for Nerd News on Z102.9.
7:08 now with the Morning Scramble on this 25th week of the year 2025. We bring you nerd news from a latitude of 41.88 degrees north and a longitude of 91.72 degrees west at an elevation of 840 feet.
Nerd it up!
A new record was set this past weekend in gaming, online gaming. More players have now taken part in the Roblox game Grow a Garden.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Crushing the former record held by Fortnite. And this is a gap of gamers. Just under 2 million players. Grow a Garden posted 16 million concurrent users at one point in the last week, compared to Fortnite's previous record of 14.3 million people.
I feel like I should know the answer to this question, but what are they doing in the game? Just growing a garden like Farmville?
Yes, exactly. The game, which was created by a 16-year-old in 3 days.
Wow.
Is similar to Farmville or Animal Crossing, where the goal is to nurture for reward. rather than destroy or conquer.
Oh.
The science is not quite there to prove if we've got a new generation of, like, pacifists, right? Compared to more aggressive. But it is worth noting, 35% of the Grow a Garden's audience under the age of 13.
My child is playing it.
Is she?
Yeah.
Well, if she was playing within the last week, she contributed to this record number of people all playing at the same time of 16 million users playing Grow a Garden. I do find that interesting that build and almost more imagination.
Yeah.
Grabbing more kids in that one moment than the shoot 'em up, blow 'em up, take over your friend's Fortnite.
Totally. Yeah. And it was something she was working on a friend together. They were building a garden together. So
that's great.
That's cool.
We'll see where it goes from there. Our nation is losing turkey population. They're losing habitat. So how do you help that? You take back the land and give turkeys back their habitat. And that's what's happening right now. Oxford Junction, Iowa. It's in Jones County. It's about midway between Anamosa and then over to Maquoketa.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Two groups. The goal is to plant 600 oak trees in a former farm pasture that is being converted back to Iowa prairie.
Do turkeys love oak trees?
It's what the oak trees provide. Oak trees attract birds, pollinators, and insects. The grass will grow up around it. That will develop the cover for the turkeys to do what mommy and daddy turkeys do.
Fall in love.
Fall in love.
That is what they do.
Nesting and then brooding, sitting on the eggs in an area that hopefully doesn't attract as many predators and clearly not as many human interaction. And then you are now getting us back to what one of the many ecosystems that used to be in the state of Iowa, but this would really returning a farm pasture back to an oak forest, which it was probably 150 or 200 years ago anyway.
So this group saw that there was this turkey
need. Yeah. Need. Do you want to know who's part of the group?
Who?
And which is part of the reason I clicked on the story in the first place?
Who?
The National Wild Turkey.
I'm an owl. Go on.
Come on. Who is it?
Who?
The National Wild Turkey Federation. And this moron over here.
You got excited. You thought it was going to be Wild Turkey the Hooch.
I did. I thought it was a booze story. Yeah. I'm like, I'm all about this story.
Oh, click. Wild Turkey. What a nerd.
First of all, there's a National Wild Turkey Federation. And I'm not in it. What?
Do you know how much wild turkey I drink?
Come on, guys. I should be your founding member. No, but I thought I then was inspired because this is very nerdy. It made me very happy.
I am very glad that we got the story.
Yes,
I am too.
At the
end of the day, we got a great
story. And 150 years from now, guys, your Thanksgivings, be great. Gotta be great. Okay. We have a date, December 22nd, 2032, 7 years from now. Scientists believe blank is going to crash into blank. You ready?
What?
NASA's announced that an asteroid about 200 feet in diameter is going to crash into the moon.
Ooh.
According to the newest data collected, the NASA Center for Near-Earth Object Studies at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory is expecting asteroid YR4 now has a 4.3% probability of hitting the moon coming up in December of 2032, up from 3.8. Now, I realize it's below 5%.
Right.
But still, if it were, it would create a crater 3,200 feet in diameter and would have the impact of about half of a nuclear bomb, 6.5 megatons of energy.
So do we Armageddon?
This is where I don't know. Because it's coming from scientists, I don't know if they don't want us to panic. They don't know if they're supposed to tell us that or not. All I got was nerd stuff. 220 million pounds of lunar material could then be released by such an impact. 10% of that ejecta, that's a nerd term, would fall to the Earth a few days later, creating a pretty good-looking meteor shower. But nothing like, will the sun be blotted out?
Will it ruin the moon?
Will the moon come crashing down? That affects the tides.
That's a big deal.
Nobody's saying anything about that stuff.
Okay. Well, I guess we have 7 years, but let's...
And I swear to you, the movie Armageddon is the blueprint, is it not?
Absolutely. But
you need a ragtag group of oil drillers.
Yes.
That have a night on the town.
And then they can drill baby drill onto this asteroid.
And one of them who's really mad that you're dating his daughter is going to self-sacrifice and stay up there.
Right.
And Aerosmith is going to write a hit song about it.
It has to be done.
That's the only possible solution to solve this.
I am thankful that Hollywood also came up with a plan. The plan is done. Okay.
Now, I've also seen movies where the moon is actually made by aliens and it's got infrastructure inside.
Yeah.
And I've also seen movies where the Transformers live on the moon. So I don't know which one to follow. Right now, I'm still thinking Armageddon is our best plan.
I think so, too.
But if Optimus Prime
heavy Armageddon
comes up and, you know, Megatron, I don't know what to expect. We have 7 years to figure it out.
We will see.
Come back to these exact coordinates next week, nerds, for Nerd News on Z102.9. It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9. What goes into accomplishing a scramble record? It turns out, a lot.
Got a big celebration planned for Mr. Shuck's birthday, which up until now, no one ever knew when it was.
No, we are going to tell the world because it actually falls on the perfect day. Come up on Saturday, July 5th. It's Mr. Shuck's birthday, and we're also going for a scramble record.
Most people wearing party hats in any one location. It makes absolute sense. It's going to be a nighttime game. There's going to be fireworks afterwards. You can be a part of it, and all we ask is you buy your ticket to the game. We'll take care of the hats. Make sure you get there in time to grab your hat. 2,000 hats have been ordered. 2,500? 2,500 hats have been ordered. We are going to crush this record.
Yeah, it's like 1,200 is the record. We can squash that thing, and we knew that the Cedar Rapids Colonels are the perfect ally in this.
So your job right now, buy ticket, July 5th. Colonels, we'll see you there. Our job, we're working on the guest list. And also now, double the celebration, the Colonels just worked their way into the playoffs again.
Woohoo!
They swept a doubleheader in Beloit, and they now have possession of the first half title of the 2025 season.
This is so great. They had that delay last Wednesday
night,
and so finally we got the game in. We got the wins.
Shout out Beloit 2-0 in the game one, and then was behind in game two, came back for a 5-4 win. So they are now in the first half title, and they have a spot in the 2025 postseason. We're celebrating a birthday, but a party's a party, right?
Oh, yeah.
That is a birthday slash first half division party hat now.
Now it is. Oh,
my
gosh.
If you think about it.
There's even more to celebrate with the Colonels.
Totally. All right, let's do it all together, shall we? And by the time you leave that game, you will have seen fireworks. You have said happy birthday to Mr. Shucks. We're working on... You're going to be able to shake hands with a ton of local mascots.
A bevy of mascots.
Yes.
Going to be joining to celebrate with Mr. Shucks as we celebrate his birthday.
July 5th. Grab your seat right now. We'll be at Colonel Stadium. Hopefully you will be too. Do not miss it. It's a moment in history. A morning scramble world record.
One moment in time forever remembered as a scramble record.
Let's go! Come on!
Z102.9.
Get up! Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on
Z102.9.
Somewhere in the great history of cardboard, they went, this could be a box or it could be a boat.
Look at that box. It's floating. I bet if we put a person in there, it could be a boat.
And then decades passed, and then a local festival in Cedar Rapids said, let's put it on Robbins Lake. Let's bring people down with their buttons. Let's laugh and celebrate and celebrate the joy of the cardboard boat regatta.
I can only imagine that that is 110% an accurate portrayal of how it all went down.
That's what has history will remind us years from now.
Don't get the book. Just take it from the Morning Scramble.
You don't need the book.
You don't need it.
This is the audiobook. This is how it went. Trust us. This was brought back just last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're back into year number two of kind of a revamped cardboard boat regatta. Robbins Lake next Saturday. Morning Scramble is entering once again.
And Morning Scramble, kind of proper, because while we are fully invested in this boat, we are not available to help build it. So we put producer Ben in charge, made him Captain Ben. Unfortunately for us, Captain Ben, he's off today.
Out of town. How do you take a day off from the shipyards?
Am I concerned a little bit? A day off a week before the actual event next Saturday?
I'm not. You know why? Because we have First Mate Tay right here.
You know what? I feel a lot better having First Mate Tay here. Good morning, First Mate.
Good morning.
This is the guy that went into the construction zone and took the blueprints and just ripped them in half and then ripped them again and again just to show he's extra strong.
My goodness.
And said, that's not going to work, producer Ben, and came up with his own design. And here we are a week to go. How's it feeling from a shipbuilding standpoint?
I mean, honestly, it's canoe-shaped. It looks like a canoe now. Honestly, I'm so proud with the progress we've done so far. It is awesome.
We've got new photos up right now. You guys have started the paint.
It looks like a lot of progress because from where we started,
yes,
it was just, honestly, it still looked like a canoe box.
Yeah.
But when you add...
It was a canoe box, exactly.
When you add a little bit of paint, all of a sudden... She's looking seaworthy.
Right? Yeah.
We've got some photos, Tay, right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page of you actively working. And then, Claire, you also put some up on the Morning Scramble page at KZIA.com. It looks like you're using a stick, or is it a little piece of cardboard? Is this what turned into be the middle support? Because producer Ben was talking about how you needed to kind of shore up the sides of the boat.
Yeah. So what we did was we took a little chunk of cardboard and kind of over duct taped it to the sides just to make sure everything squeezed together.
So that's like reinforcement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't want the thing to pull apart and just kind of become a box again on the.
Right. Okay. It was kind of like banana shaped. And so putting that little side support made it look like an actual canoe.
Oh, you're saying it was coming, both the sides were coming out.
It was like bowing out.
It was coming up on the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think of a floating banana. A floating banana, huh?
Not good.
Interesting.
So I think adding the support helps. I have to think that adding a little bit of paint is also going to help. Did you guys use some special water repelling paint?
I wish.
Oh, boy.
Just your standard Sherwin-Williams white?
Yep. This is like your standard acrylic paint. Yeah.
I don't like the fact that we ask you a question about the build and it starts with, I wish.
Yeah, I wish that we had done that.
You know what? I wish, too.
I wish we'd done it that way. But, yeah, no, we didn't. We did it our way.
It's going to look cool, though. It's going to look cool.
I agree. I will tell you this. We have, on purpose, not asked at all what the theme is. Although I do see some trend coming together, there does appear to be either, I can't tell if it's Joker from Batman with really sharp teeth or a Jaws look that's starting to unveil itself. Please don't tell us because I think next week.
I want to be surprised.
We want to be surprised on the theme of this thing. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, one more week to go. Today's an off day because producer Ben's out. But we're down to crunch time next week.
The other activity that we had to perform is that we told producer Ben that we would take care of finding people to row the boat because that was our downfall last year. I think the construction of the cardboard boat last year was sound. It was just we had rowers that were rowing water into the boat, and that's not how you do it. We sank.
I think we were also a little concerned that we may have had too much weight in that boat last year.
Maybe. And we had four people.
By design, meaning we didn't plan it, the actual design, Taya, that you made, we are going to be limited to three, if not two people in this boat this year. The open, the square footage got smaller.
Yeah, that's my fault.
No, I don't know if we have fault. Well, I'll tell you after you sink or win.
I'm taking the blame here. I'm taking
the blame.
From the guy that brought you, I wish, comes, that's my fault.
Hey, guys, my bad.
Have you and Captain Ben at least sized up how well two people can fit in there?
Yes, it's pretty perfect.
Two's perfect. Okay.
It's perfect. We wanted more.
They've created a canoe.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. Well, the good news, though, is we've got two people coming in that hopefully this will just be like, you know, they'll be natural in this environment.
Right.
That was the plan, yeah.
Okay.
Because we've got a couple of really good rowers that we think are going to be great.
Very specifically, rowers from the Iowa Crew, the women's rowing team, who tried to help us last year in training our team of rowers, which didn't quite land, said, call us again next year. Maybe we can take part. And we did. We have two rowers on loan from the University of Iowa for next Saturday.
This is going to be great. We've got the rowers. They're going to be the power behind getting our canoe now shaped boat out there on the water and back.
We do know we've got some hefty competition. Riverside, with support of the Swarm Initiative from the University of Iowa and two women's basketball players, will be on the water against us again. I feel, though, now that we've got a little extra college athlete on our side, that evens the odds. That's my hope.
I agree. I think that power balance is now a little bit more even, and now it just comes down to who's got the better construction.
And then I've got to ask, if there's room for one more, Do we put producer Ben?
Oh, I thought you were volunteering.
No, you and I have got to do the announcing.
Oh, we can't. Sorry.
We have another job that day. Does Captain Ben go into as a three-member team, or the guy who's kind of taking this thing over, does street teamer Tay, is he our good luck charm? Does he get a, does he just ride that thing like George Washington across the Delaware? That's what I'm wondering, right?
Are you up for it, Tay?
I'm down for it. I'm down.
Look at that.
All right. How's your swimming?
It's pretty decent. It's okay. Average.
Well, you wear a life jacket, so that's good.
Yep.
First mate, right. Tay, decent swimmer. Good.
Check out the photos right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page and the Morning Scramble page at KZIA.com. Getting ready for cardboard boat time.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
Z102.9.
Who doesn't love a little fun fact, a little tidbit of information? Maybe not the most useful tidbit, but hey, it's interesting.
You know when people started liking facts? When the word fun was added to them.
Yeah, that's when it became fun.
Yeah, you ready? Here we go.
Let's do it. Spin it. You spin the wheel. It lands on a number. You give me that number, and I will find the corresponding fact.
Very nice for Tay to stay after and bring all these piles of paper in,
by the way. It was nice, since producer Ben isn't here.
Can you go over to pile number 8, please?
Number 8.
Grab one off that pile.
Okay. Did you know? Rats can laugh.
Rats?
Rats can laugh. We just can't hear it because it's not in our, like, audible range. Like a
then
dog.
How do we
whistle?
Know it's a laugh?
How do you know they're laughing?
That's right.
You can tell because,
are they mocking us because we can't hear them mocking us?
They can also mock us. You just can't tell because it's not in your audible range.
So what are they studying in the brains to know it's like, is the same area light up when we laugh, humans laugh?
It must be the same kind of like, oh, it's laughter because...
Do we know what makes them laugh?
What would be like a great rat joke?
That's a good question.
Hey, science, get on that. Rat joke.
Rat is a rat laugh.
You can almost hear it. Spin number 2.
I like that fact, but I feel like they didn't do enough research.
There should be more. Yeah.
I think they went home early that day.
Rats can laugh. What? Tell me more. No, that's all you get.
No, it's 2 for 1. Okay, let's go.
Okay.
3. All the way in the other pile there, please.
Bill Lear.
Who's that?
The inventor of Learjet.
Yeah.
Okay. The Learjet also invented the 8-track tape player.
My dad had one of those when I was growing up.
Really?
I think that's what got me into radio, actually.
It was invented by Bill Lear. So you have Bill Lear to thank.
Do you think all of those luxury jets had 8-track tape players in them?
Maybe.
Might as well.
I know for sure. Probably had his daughter with him, too. Do you know what her name was?
Bill Lear's daughter?
Yeah, Bill Lear's daughter.
No, what was her name?
Shanda.
No, it was not.
Shanda Lear. Good one, Bill.
Shh, wait, I think I just heard a rat laughing. I think I just heard a rat somewhere.
Is he laughing with Shanda or at Shanda?
Her name was Shanda 8-Track. It's a very odd name.
She changed it.
4, please. Next to 3.
Okay, number 4. At MIT, they will award their students a certificate, and this is a certificate of piracy.
For, like, you know, getting into software or cracking a code, like,
oh,
in
I'm
a
sorry.
Bank.
No, it's not for being like a hacker or a yeah. computer pirate. No, it's if you take the gym requirements, archery, pistols, sailing, and fencing. If you take those 4 required PE classes, then you're basically a pirate.
What are the 4 again?
You have to take archery, pistols. What class is that?
MIT offers PE pistols.
Pistols is a PE offering?
Well, they're in the same land of wheel where duels happen all the time. Please see Burr v. Hamilton.
Might as well.
Pistols,
archery, sailing, and fencing.
The other two sound like very fancy, you know, East Coast sports.
Oh, very fancy.
Right. Yeah. MIT's right there on the river there in Boston. Pistols.
Pistols, huh? You offer a course called pistols?
Heck yeah, though, I would try to go for those 4. I love the idea.
Why not?
I absolutely love it.
Whoa.
Hey, this is a daily double, so if you still have four within arm's reach, let's do one more there.
One more four. During the 1960s Batman TV series, Robin had 356 different things to say after the word holy. That was his catchphrase. Holy.
Somebody
whatever.
Went through and read all of them and then wrote them down.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have all of them, but some of my favorites.
I'm willing to hear all of them.
Holy armadillo. Holy hamburger. My personal favorite.
Yes.
Holy grammar.
Holy grammar.
Holy unrefillable prescription.
No, you're not saying that's for real.
Holy unrefillable prescriptions, Batman.
That poor actor had to say that?
Holy unrefillable prescriptions.
What do you think he needed?
Poor Robin. What was he in search of?
Robin, he had the bird flu.
Oh, you can hear a rat laugh.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.